expressing God's love. In Luke 10, we find several scenarios, Jesus giving instructions to the 70 before he sent them out, two by two, and then returning. However, the Holy Spirit prompted me this morning to focus and share the Good Samaritan story found in verses 25 to 37, and it reads as follows. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what should I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered, said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Verses 27 and 37 are the highlighted verses, for we are to love him with all that is within us. But do we skip over loving our neighbor? Who is our neighbor? Could it be the ones he puts in our path on a daily basis? Interesting enough, this Samaritan provided natural needs to this wounded man, which spoke volumes to the man, innkeeper, in the story, and the certain lawyer. We cannot be like the priest and the Levite and pass by to the other side. We can express the love of God not only through words, but more so in the deeds that we do when no one is looking, no camera, no promotion or thanks. God sees it. In this season, there are so many around us in our territories that not only need the word of God, but their basic needs met. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, for it may not quite be as obvious, or it could be as plain as the nose in our face, and we are overlooking the need and opportunity. The world is looking for evidence that God is real and can be expressed through us. It should. It could be as simple as a smile, a listening ear, or ride to the store. But it could be deeper than that, witnessing to our neighbors and or could noticing and providing that need without being asked, prompted by the Holy Spirit, be an opportunity to answer someone else's prayer. Meantime, some cannot hear what we are saying, word of God, because of the pain they are in. If God provides our needs, he may want to use you to provide another. It may just be the door that opens their eyes or their heart toward God. The key phrases are led by the Spirit and addressing what is put in your path. Could it be a test to show us where our heart is? Will you show mercy on them? Well, if he does, say, go and do thou likewise. We see that Jesus did what he taught in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In this hour, so many are crying for help, and this reminds me of the TV story called, I believe, Undercover Boss, or something like that, where the president of the company disguises himself as an employee and observes what is going on in his company. At the end, he calls the employees he encounters and rewards them. Could we be watched? Or is God observing and listening how we're treating people in our family, neighborhood, and our territories? Yikes. We represent him. We are Christ's ambassadors, his disciples. Could it be that we have flunked the test prior to this crisis and we have been given yet one more chance? For early in this same chapter of Luke 10, verse 19, he has given us power. And the question is, are we using it? Prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name asking for forgiveness for not seizing the opportunities that you have presented to us to go about doing good. Forgive us for one and not another because of our bias, prejudice, or selfishness. We repent and thank you for another chance to express our love and mercy to others. Thank you for your grace and mercy toward us, and ask your Holy Spirit to open our eyes, ears, and hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Sister Anna.